Please join me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. Anybody been to a wedding lately? They are big deals. They are not simple anymore. But weddings in the first century, they were huge. They were week-long celebrations, parties and dinners and dancing, and everyone would be there, the entire village. And it all begins the evening that the bridesmaids walk the bride and groom to the party. Absolutely no celebration until they arrive at the groom's family's home. So these young women held a very significant role in the wedding, and they all knew this. As we heard them say, "Look, here's the bridegroom." It would be like the over-the-top excitement of all the young girls who screamed and fainted when they saw the Beatles in the early 1960s. Or today, if the latest teenage star athlete came by. Or, like in one of my favorite Christmas movies, Elf, when Buddy the Elf, who is a full-size grown man in an elf costume, thinks that the real Santa Claus is going to be in the toy department because he knows the real Santa Claus. And Buddy starts jumping up and down, and he is beside himself with excitement because it's Santa. It's like how a little kid gets when they're excited to see their favorite person. Over-the-top excitement. And this is the kind of anticipation and enthusiasm that's truly appropriate when someone who is so important to you arrives. Like the wise young girls, we prepare. We make sure we have everything in order for when this very important person shows up. Even if we're exhausted and need to take a nap, like the wise and the foolish girls did, we are ready and we are really excited. Our gospel tells us, as Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like the experience of those wise young girls. When we know God and we anticipate being with God, we will do whatever it takes, that whatever is necessary to be ready for God to enter into our lives and to enter in again and again. Why? Well, it's not because it's our duty or an obligation. This isn't a performance. It's because we know who is coming. It's God. The wise girls are ready and living in high anticipation because the bridegroom was coming, and they understood who the bridegroom was. It's like that for us as well. Maybe we have this kind of intellectual understanding or some theological reasoning or principles that resonate with us about God. And that's good. We should all have that. But for most of us, that will not be enough. Most of us, and I apologize to those who do, don't get really excited about intellectual concepts. That way of knowing won't be enough for a lot of us. But we aren't left with intellectual concepts alone. All of us, we all have a memory of how God has been with us, how loving and caring, how patient and helpful, how comforting and encouraging. It's these sorts of things we mean most of the time when we say God loves us. It's an understanding of who God is based on our ongoing relationship. We know who God is based on how God acts in our lives. And when we notice it and take it in, oh, it can fill us with joy. So how do we get ready? We understand that God loves us and wants us to be in a relationship with God. God loves us just as broken and limited and messed up as we are. Nothing we do will change the truth that God loves us. And we respond to that complete love by first accepting God's love and then returning it. We love God with all our being, our heart, mind, souls, and bodies. And then we love each other. Those we know and those we don't, those we like and those we don't like, with the deliberate actions of agape love. We choose to act out of love, even though there are so many options to choose from. So we prepare ourselves, our hearts, minds, and body, all of our lives for God, because, oh my God, it's God. This piece of scripture means we are to be all in. We organize our lives around preparing for God to be in our lives, not because it's some moral imperative or religious requirement, but because God loves us so much. Our response to that love is to love back. And loving isn't a rule anybody made for us, and it's a response that we're invited by God to have. God says, receive my love and love me back. So five of the young girls were in anticipation of the bridegroom, the greatest thing in the world for them, and the other five seem to be there just because they have to. Or maybe it's expected of them, or maybe it's just the thing you do. When we think about those five foolish young girls, we're left with the impression that they don't really know who the bridegroom is or understand how great it is that he is coming or how amazing to be chosen to greet him when he arrives. They just don't know the bridegroom. And for them, that's the problem. Our Christian spirituality is not about doing the right things at the right time in some sort of abstract set of rules. Christian spirituality is relational, always. And we know about God through Jesus, our bridegroom. Our faith is a love story. It's a story of our loving God, and when we love God back, we're ready and we're excited and we're in God's presence. And when it seems like God isn't here yet, when it feels like he's late to the party, as in the parable, we can wait in hopeful anticipation. We know that our faith is not about performance or being seen following rules so that we're thought of as good. We know that our faith is based on a relationship with God who created us from love to love. And so we love God with all our being. So what will our lives look like if we anticipate God entering into it again and again and again? Well, like the wise young girls, we need to be prepared. We need to anticipate and look for God in our lives and in the people we interact with, because that's God's promise to us. God will be present. So grab your pews. Advent begins in 3 weeks, which means Christmas is only 4 weeks after that. Advent is our season of anticipation and preparing for the indwelling of God into our world. And we're invited into this season of hopeful waiting for Jesus' birth as a counteractivity to all the crazy holiday countdowns. It's 4 weeks of getting prepared, not only for gift exchange and a big dinner and a house full of guests. It's also time to prepare our hearts for the incarnation, for God taking human form into our world as a little baby. So I invite you to find some time before Advent begins to pause and pray for your own unique way to intentionally prepare for God to enter into your life. Because, OMG, it's God. My prayer is that we are so aware of God's presence. We are filled with awe and delight and surprised at the many ways we can experience God's love. And then with joy and excitement, we turn around and we share that love with others. So, please join me in praying again that prayer we say before a sermon. So, and say it like you mean it. We can imitate little Rebecca with her volume and enthusiasm. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your people and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Amen. Amen.